USA Radio News.
For residents along the Carolina coast, time is getting short for getting out of harm's way.
It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Hurricane Florence, a Category 4 storm with 140 mile per hour winds, is now forecast to make landfall in North Carolina on Friday.
The storm surge will inundate low-lying areas. Rivers will flood their banks. Preparation is our best defense. And if you haven't already, the time to prepare is now.
With mandatory evacuation orders in place, an estimated 1 million plus residents and visitors are heading inland. But there's concerns even inland about massive flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
In the Pacific Ocean, what was Hurricane Olivia is now a tropical storm, and it's bearing down on the Hawaiian island of Maui. A tropical storm warning, high surf warning, and flash flood watch are in effect for Maui County. The Hawaii State Department of Education announced that all school activities are canceled. Hana High and Hana Elementary will also be closed. More protests are expected over a white Dallas police officer charged with manslaughter after killing a neighboring black man in his own apartment, thinking it was her residence. Attorney Esley Merritt represents victim Botham Jean's family and says that claim contradicts witnesses.
Certain statements within this affidavit are demonstratively false. For example, that door being ajar, those doors close automatically unless Botham propped it open. Because he was expecting a guest or something, and I'm making up excuses, it wouldn't have been open.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The U.S. has strongly warned Iran that it will respond swiftly and decisively to any attacks by Iran's proxy in Iraq that results in injuries to Americans or cause damage to U.S. facilities. People are remembering the tragedy of 9/11. USA Radio's Robin Walensky was at the World Trade Center reporting 17 years ago today.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who is absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Great.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
I think about Gene and Chuck Mara all the time. 17 years later, this sound still so powerful, as this was the emotional reunion so many people wanted but never got.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.